FM 90.3 WJTL Music coming your way from Covenant Worship. God is always good. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:04.
Good morning. Hey, October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we want to encourage leaders of your church. Through WJTL's Pastor Appreciation Contest, we've been getting some small sentences of just how your pastors are affecting you. We have one right now. Jennifer Martin tells us about Pastor Bobby Pascher from Community Fellowship Church in Lancaster. I appreciate how Bobby preaches directly from the Bible and speaks truth with grace and humor. It's so great. And we want to hear from you. So tell us in one sentence why you appreciate your pastor. Visit the Pastor Appreciation blog at WJTL.com to enter. The deadline is midnight on Thursday. And then we will announce the winner on Friday on the morning show.
This morning, our very special guest is author Michael Christian Shaw. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Really.
Yeah. Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Say hi.
I got
to
say hi to my dear wife, Lisa, and my son, Justin, who's a local physician, his wife, Erin, and hopefully at least three of my four grandkids here, Micah, Jackson, Ava, and Olivia. They call me Bobo.
Bobo so, is your grandpa name?
I love you guys. Good morning.
Oh, that's great.
My daughter, Becky, and my son, Matt, and his wife, Jenna, and Adam and Serena in Pensacola, Florida.
Wow. And we also need to say hi to our mutual friend, David Wolverton.
Oh, my
Pastor
goodness.
David.
Yes. We were just speaking of him. He's one of my dearest friends and a big part of the reason that I'm here today.
So, love that guy.
Hi, David.
Yeah. Before we talk about your book, Let's just briefly give some context to people. You were in a band, a Christian band from long ago, almost 40 years now,
yep.
Christian Stevens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Christian Stevens was a five-year unbelievable experience for me and my co-founder, Bob Miller. We started right after college and did that for 5 years. He was going to go to seminary. I was going to go to medical school. And this thing happened our senior year. I was a relatively new Christian. We started writing music and singing, and people were getting something out of it.
Yeah.
And decided to do it full-time for a year or two. We ended up doing that for 5 years, traveled nationally, did a couple albums. It was one of those experiences you could never have even dreamed up, but it happened. It was unbelievable.
I got to see you several times in concert.
Did
and
you?
Loved you guys. You guys just sounded great. Love the sound that you had. You recorded up in Northumberland, up there with our friend Bob Spangler.
Bob Spangler.
Yeah.
We did two albums there. And
can you still find those albums around?
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that because I talk about this in the book that we're going to discuss, there may be some groundswell interest after all these years. I'm going to have to figure that out.
Yeah. So, oh, definitely. Well, we are talking with Michael Christian Shaw. Mike has written a book, Faithful Are the Wounds. And Mike, I found it fascinating that a lot of your life has really been impacted by the death of your brother. Tell us about that.
When I was 9 days old, my brother, Bruce, who was my parents' firstborn, passed away suddenly and tragically. And as you can imagine, it threw our entire family into the deepest of trauma and grief.
Yeah.
I was too young to remember the specifics, and I thank the Lord that I don't remember a lot of that.
Right.
But the impact as we grew, primarily in the area of just a constant fear of death, a fear of mortality, of being out of control, of things that can happen, was like a specter that just hung over our family.
Yeah.
We began going to church, you know, when I was young, and looking for answers.
Yeah,
and it was such a deep wound, which contributes to the title of the book, Faithful Are the Wounds, that were not really addressed and healed until I found a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
and who himself said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
I think anyone will be touched, I mean, by your book. But to me, right at the beginning, you say to my brother Bruce, whom I never knew, but always missed.
Yes. Mm.
And that just hits you.
Yeah.
Realizing your loss.
Yeah, it absolutely. And the point I wanted to make there is, even though I didn't know him, because I was 9 days old when he died. He was always there.
Yeah.
In a healthy way and a not so healthy way sometimes.
Sure.
But I always missed not having that older brother to grow up with and to learn from. So it was a tremendous amount of loss. Yeah. Life can be very painful.
Yeah.
It really can.
And so what led you to write this book? What made you want to put this down into writing?
Actually, it started, I had in college, I had what I've always considered a unique, unusual conversion experience to Christ. And so this book started as just a little essay that captured what immediately led up to me giving my life to Jesus and the immediate after effects. And I was kind of happy with that. And I gave it to a few people. I gave it to Pastor David Wolverton. And
yeah.
He said, wow, I really like this, but where's the rest of the book?
Interesting.
You need to talk about what led up to this and then what happened with your life after. So I hadn't intended to spend that much time sitting with my laptop working on it, but I started in. It was painful. I didn't really want to go back to the early days with Bruce's death and relive that.
Right.
But I realized as I started writing, there is a story here that needs to be told. Because it's a story of beauty from ashes, and it's a testimony of the faithfulness of God, who even in the midst of the most difficult tragedies is present and comforting and able to save and bring healing from the deepest wounds.
You've had such an interesting, you've been a musician, you've been a pastor, you've been an artist, and I understand your art was taking a back seat because of some eye problems you were having.
Yeah, I had a couple issues with my left eye that for a season left me unable to really, I mean, when you're painting, you need pretty good vision,
right?
Depth perception, everything else. And I had none of that for a while. I had a couple surgeries and it got better. Thank the Lord, I'm back to painting again. But there was a few months there, this was in 2022, where I couldn't really do much of anything. So my wife Lisa had always encouraged me to write. And so I finally said, well, I have no more excuses. And I started on this book, and it turned into one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
We're talking with author Michael Christian Shaw. His book is called Faithful Are the Wounds. Mike, where can folks get this book?
This is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's probably the easiest way to access it.
Yeah, check it out. Faithful Are the Wounds. Michael Christian Shaw. We're going to talk more with Mike coming up. And we have more music, too. Having Kraft on the way, Newsboys, and much more.